Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
January 16, 7 o'clock America, New York. Goldman Sachs and Netflix earnings eyed as S&P 500 faces in quat. Reality check in quat. The U.S. stock market is facing sectoral rotation from growth into value stocks, with banks' earnings in focus next week. Rising yields and interest rates may undermine tech stocks and support financie.
January 16, 7 o'clock America, New York, the week in business, a ruling on vaccine mandates. Companies are left on their own to set policy on vaccines for their employees. Oil production is only slowly ramping up, and this will be a messy tax season.
January 16, 5 o'clock America, New York, Digfin Green, Stephen Ju, Portage Bay, for ESG funds. HK startup Portage Bay is using data and AI to help fund managers create bespoke ESG portfolios. The post Digfin Green, Stephen Ju, Portage Bay, for ESG funds appeared first on Digital Finance. January 16, 4 o'clock America, New York, what if the Bank of Japan blinks? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
January 16, 3 o'clock America, New York, what Davos looks like when the World Economic Forum is canceled. A tiny village in the Swiss Alps once played host to the biggest personalities in the world. What happens when they don't show up? Davos this past week. The first World Economic Forum was held here over 50 years ago.
January 16, 1 o'clock America, New York, Japanese Yen Fundamental Forecast, USD, JPY's Bank of Japan. The Japanese yen managed to gain against its G10 peers last week, a rare occurrence as of late. A potential shift in the Bank of Japan's inflation outlook is on the table.
January 16, 010 America, New York, the prisoner's dilemma for prisoners and mafia men. We develop experimental evidence on cooperation and response to sanctions by running prisoner's dilemma and third-party punishment games on three different pools of subjects: students, ordinary criminals and camorristi, Neapolitan, mafiosi.
January 16, 004 America, New York, boosters could weaken the immune system. Regulators at the European Union are warning that COVID-19 booster shots could compromise the immune system. The European Medicines Agency, EMA, stated that taking a booster shot every 4 months, as some have recommended, could weaken the immune system over time and adversely affect the body's ability to ward off sickness.
January 16, 004 America, New York, the land down under goes even lower. A sad commentary on respect for freedom of thought in Australia. Sydney, Australia's decision to cancel tennis star Novak Djokovic's visa for a second time was driven by fear that letting him stay could foster anti-vaccine sentiment during a surge in COVID-19 cases, court documents show.
January 16, 001 America, New York, how socialism rapidly destroyed Venezuela's economy. The post How Socialism Rapidly Destroyed Venezuela's Economy first appeared on Armstrong Economics.
January 16, 00 America, New York, expectations build for more than 3 U.S. rate rises this year. Fed officials and economists predict central bank will go beyond its baseline forecast for increases if inflation persists.
January 15, 2200 America, New York, Australian dollar technical forecast, AUD, USD tests big levels. AUD, USD has recovered a portion of its recent losses, but bulls have some difficult hurdles to conquer before the trend reverses.
January 15, 2130 America, New York, sex trafficking v. Epstein. A few people have questioned my comment on Virginia Giuffre saying she was a victim of sex trafficking. I totally disagree. Just watch the movie Taken, which is based on the real sex trafficking trade.
January 15, 2000 America, New York, China's zero COVID policy poses challenge for manufacturers and supply chains. Lockdowns and restrictions risk cause greater disruption than during earlier waves of the pandemic.
January 15, 1846 America, New York, hedge fund manager Ackman, Fed needs to restore its credibility, 50 BP rate hike in March. A weekend series of tweets from Bill Ackman, founder and CEO of Pershing Square Capital Management. Ackman is not alone in urging a rate hike of 50 bits per second as soon as March. The labor market has improved and last week U.S. headline CPI was reported at 7% YoY, its highest in nearly four decades.
January 15, 1814 America New York, will Scott Wind Auction deliver a renewables revolution? Over the next decade or so these new offshore wind farm sites could supercharge renewable energy capacity.
January 15, 1800 America New York, Euro forecast, USD on the offensive, but road ahead remains tough. The euro took the offensive against the US dollar last week, but the road ahead for USD remains tough due to ECB and Fed monetary policy divergences.
January 15, 1452 America New York, Chinese home prices continue to slow in sign of Evergrande hit. Engineering a soft landing is one of the most difficult tasks a macro policymaker can undertake, but it's what Chinese officials have been trying to do in housing.
January 15, 1418 America New York, One America News will be dropped by DirecTV, a major distributor. The right-wing network has aired conspiracies about the 2020 election, last year's Capitol riot and the safety of coronavirus vaccines. The One America News headquarters in San Diego.
January 15, 1402 America New York, What should I ask R.F. Roy Foster? I will be doing a conversation with him. He is Ireland's greatest historian. Here is part of his Wikipedia entry. He has written early biographies of Charles Stuart Parnell and Lord Randolph Churchill, edited the Oxford History of Ireland, 1989, and written Modern Ireland, 1600 to 1972, 1988, and several books of essays. January 15, 1320 America New York, Saturday assorted links. 1. Chinese interest in the Western classics. 2. FedEx wants to install anti-missile lasers on its jets. 3. Aaron Carroll on thinking like a doctor during a pandemic, NYT, very good.
January 15, 12 o'clock America New York, gold price tracks January opening range going into Fed blackout period. The price of gold may consolidate during the Federal Reserve's blackout period as it trades within the opening range for January.
January 15, 1143 America New York, Elon Musk's Tesla asked law firm to fire associate hired from SEC. Long dismissive of regulators, the Tesla boss has recently aimed his ire at individuals with ties to regulatory agencies with which he has sparred.